This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's a busy day for me. I am about to, it's actually early in the morning. I'm recording this really early. I'm about to head to a meeting. I've got a couple of meetings this morning that I'm flying to Houston to speak at an event. And coming back tomorrow, then I've got another event on Friday. It's virtual. There's a lot of stuff going on, but it's so much fun to have all of these different things happening at the same time. I think we're in an age of, I'm in a season of expansion, and all expansion requires an extra devotion of resources. And sometimes your resources are money, sometimes it's focus, sometimes it's time. And right now I'm just putting in the time and the focus to be where I need to be and to do the right thing. And anyways, has nothing to do with today. Talking about the point of life, I'm reminding myself of this. You know, I've got this protocol called the Morning Formula. Morning Formula reminds me who I am. Not who I feel like, but who I actually am. There's a version of myself in the future that I'm chasing, that I'm becoming more like every day. And the idea here is to remind me about the things that I care about. I actually just added this a couple of days ago. I've got things that I care about at the very top of my morning formula. It's just a document that I read every single day. I'm going to tell you what this looks like. Number one, taking my daughter to school. Notice this, a lot of the morning formulas that we've built, we've probably taught 20,000 plus people how to use a morning formula. It's a document. It's a living document that tells you how much money you want to make, the assets you want to have, the impact you want to have, so you can see it in your mind before you achieve it. But the first thing on my list, things I care about, taking my daughter to school. Number two, breakfast once a week with my son, who will one day be a man with his own family. I want to train him and teach him and take him to breakfast. Number three, work out every day, eat healthy, take care of my body. Number four, date night with my wife, because she's the most important relationship on this side of heaven. Number five, speak with and walk with Holy Spirit every day. Next, enjoy nice vacations and balance with work and family. Next, write and publish my body of work to the world, build things worth publishing. Next, margin, balance, and time to enjoy nature, people, relationship, and moments. Literally got on my wall at my home office. Honor a momentum. Honor the moment. It's so easy to get so busy that we don't know how to pause and honor the moment. And next, read and learn and grow as a human, a leader, a father, an investor, and an executive. Notice this list. When you read this list, curious how it makes you feel. You'll have your own list. But it's helpful for me to read, no matter how I wake up, no matter what yesterday was like, no matter what last week was like, these are the things that drive me forward. If I win the world, but I lose my family because I'm not there for my kids, if my wife doesn't trust me, if I'm not walking spiritually the way I want to walk, if I don't have margin, if I'm not doing the things that make you feel alive, no amount of money will overcome that. Money is an amazing thing. You know, I love having money. I've been in seasons of my life when I was really poor. I've been in seasons of my life when I had a little bit, but not a lot. I've had seasons of my life where, like, oh, I got too much and I don't know what to do with it. I would much rather have so much that I don't know what to do with it. It is better. Don't let anybody tell you that money ain't important. It's very important. But money is supplemental to living. It is a conduit to living well. It doesn't constitute living well by itself. Just an idea for you. I love you guys. Let's make it a great day. Chase the right things.